I'm Casey Smotherman, and this is the Investor Creator Podcast, specifically the Women Investor Creator Podcast. We are really looking forward to talking with some of the women that are in business, specifically in the investor creator world. So I'm here with Rachel today and super excited to chat with you. She's one of our Scale members. So she and her husband, Ron, have scaled their business. They're working on scaling it more. And I'm really excited to just talk to you. And if you want to just kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
So, hi, I'm Rachel. We have been doing investor creator for just about a year. My husband found it and he just drank up the course, really like took it in and felt like it was something very different than we'd seen before. You know, we've been entrepreneurs for years. We've had our own businesses. We've had some success. We've had some failures. And then right as COVID was hitting, we realized that like we need to shift our kind of our business to be more online or to be more something that we can be not so dependent on a brick or mortar place. And when we found Brad, our investor creator, it was really something that I kind of said, hey, you know what? We'll give you the right support to make this happen. We'll teach you how to do it like, in the right way. And at first I was a little skeptical, sure. You know, they're much like online like gurus now and trying to teach you whatnot. But I remember hearing the first support call and realizing that, hold on, that's the guy that did the training. He's on the support call for like hours. He's just taking everybody's call so patiently, really giving them like, and it quickly showed proof of concept. And we can really buy houses for little cash, you know? Yeah. It's really, really cool.
And you have.
And we have.
So you guys have done how many deals in a year?
Yes. So right now we are about, I want to say 9 deals in.
Okay.
Deals in. We've also diversified a little bit. We were able to buy a couple houses too, use them as rentals. We're kind of figuring things out, but we've like fully exited out of 9, and we still have right now in the pipeline 2 or 3 that we're trying to own or finance about. So I guess really,
yeah, that's exciting. That's so exciting. So your husband was the one who kind of came across Brad, Investor Creator, initially. You were a little bit skeptical, and then once you started seeing the proof of concept, that's when you were kind of
proof of concept and the fact that there was real support.
Right. That is something that so many people will come to us and they have done other programs, they've been a part of other things, and they never see the guy, you know? So just that's so important to Brad and the community that we have abundance of support. So I love that you guys were
able to we really felt that, and we still did do it. The fact that we're here now doing the scale program really feels like we're being invested in, you know, and that's something that different to a lot of other programs or arbitrage, you know, there's so much stuff out there that they're trying to get a quick buck and teach you how to do it supposedly, but there's so much competition within the group, there's so much like dog-eat-dog mentality, and we really don't feel here.
We
feel like people are happy for each other. They're willing to give each other deals. They're like giving advice from their whole heart. And that's something you don't get.
Right. The community is really special. And that's something that it's really important to us to convey, because once people get in here, they see, wow, you know, it's almost hard to explain until you're in here. It is authentic and
not the cheap in it.
Definitely. And we have something that we've been doing for a while now is women's calls. So you've been a part of the women's calls.
Yeah.
So how has that impacted you?
Yeah. And so I'm going to preface this, that my husband has really taken on like a huge part. Like he's the spearhead in this. He's been, we only were able to sell our business in the last few months. And I was kind of like making sure that was staying afloat while he was doing this. And so I've been able to really like join on a more real level since last mastermind.
Okay.
Say, so back in the summer.
Okay.
And so since then, we've been, I've been part of the women's group. And I'll tell you something, just having, like, moms who are going through the same stuff, so many of them are out there homeschooling and, you know, taking care of families, and they're super successful.
Right.
And it's sometimes, you know, sometimes hard to say, oh, we can handle. But these groups, we talk about deal structure, we talk about this thing that happened. Oh, I have this bookkeeper that's great and that she's helped me have, you know, all these little things that you feel like, you know, you really have a support system even further than the support call.
Right.
You know?
Right. And sometimes it's not all about business. It's about life. And like you said, so you're a mom. Yep. So tell us about your babies.
Okay. So we have a 6.5-year-old boy, a 5-year-old boy, and a 3-year-old girl.
And
busy. It's been nonstop.
Yeah.
And we really feel blessed. They're great. And it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, it, you know, we don't talk about how hard it is.
No,
because everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, it's so nice. Yeah, it's a little bit hard. You don't sleep. You know, you don't get to take care of yourself much. But it's really great getting to see them grow up and become their own people and such. Mm-hmm. And we live in Eastern Oil in Washington State. And my oldest goes to public school just the street, and our middle guy also now sort of this TK program that the school has.
Yeah.
And so he's there, and so the first time we're like, at least two of them are full time in school. So it's like the first time we're looking around and we're like, oh my gosh, I have 3-4 hours to focus and like get as much done as I can.
Right.
Versus before it was like,
yeah,
it's new for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a while.
So what advice do you have for moms to balance there's no perfect balance, right? But what's something that you've done or experienced that you've balanced, like, okay, I'm a mom, but I'm also a business owner?
Yeah. I want to say that one of the first things is I truly try my best to, when they're home and when it's art, just put it away. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my husband can't say the same right now because part of this business is getting to that triage call fast and making those deals. You can't let them slip through your fingers.
Right.
But luckily, I'm not having to be like 100% with my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a big difference from our previous business where, like, when I'm home, I need to be home.
Right.
You know, and that's something that kind of shifted a bit. And then, you know, the fact that we're entrepreneurs and we're doing this for ourselves, and for us, it's such an important part of our life that we get to choose. Are we going on a trip now? You know, are we traveling? Are we going to go visit family? Look at that. We've been gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is great. Everything is good. We're able to work, you know, and the kids get to experience all these things. We're literally like somewhere tropical and he's under the palm tree, you know, with his phone and his, you know, the computer.
Yeah.
It's getting done.
Yeah. So that is a huge blessing to this business is that you can do it from anywhere. So, yeah, I think we were talking about having pictures of our spouses, like you said, under the palm tree. I have pictures of Brad, like sitting in a cabin where he's just, you know, by the house and from back in the day. So that's such a blessing that this business brings, and being able to bring our kids into it. So we're starting to see that with our oldest, who's 8, that she is just really interested in the business and learning more about it. So
have you seen her video of her trying to like negotiate with somebody?
Definitely. So that's been really fun to see how they can just really experience a lot of the business world just by seeing their parents do this business as they do life. So
that's super fun.
So you guys like to travel.
We love to travel.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that even like, you know, the last 15 years, it's been like a priority for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like something that we always schedule into our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that we can continue doing that on a bigger scale and such. And, you know, same for us, for our kids. You know, you always think, oh, well, you know, we're working so hard now so that our kids can have different opportunities or different ways of seeing life. But I also love that kids get to see us grinding,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we're like doing this for ourselves, and that, you know, we've chosen to be our own boss, mm-hmm. with the good and the bad. Clock out at 5 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. But this time at 11 o'clock, I'm there working, you know, and that's part of the grind, but at the same time we appreciate the flexibility.
Definitely.
That's really a big deal.
Yeah. So where you guys are in Washington, you don't have any family there. So your family, both of your families, pretty far.
Far. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we get to, you know, everybody comes to visit a little bit, so it's nice. But we chose Washington for the trees and the mountains and the lakes. It's like something really special there where you just literally drive, even in your house, like your backyard is full of huge, huge trees. And we are big, you know, your environment makes you kind of people.
Yeah.
And so that's what we chose. We actually only moved 7 years ago.
7 years
ago.
Okay. We've kind of been all over, and
yeah, we've lived everywhere. We lived in Dallas, New York, LA, Mexico City. You know, we've done our fair share.
And you guys are doing this business virtually, though. So have you bought a house in the state where you live?
No, not one. We don't even market in our area.
Have you seen any of the houses that you bought?
Nope. No. Never walked into any of the houses we bought, even places that like ended up being, flops.
Right.
Inside. We never. So that's really one of the crazy things that you learn so much about. Oh, we need this kind of contractor. We need this kind of inspector. We need to, all these things you just learn as you go.
Yeah. So you guys joined the SCALE program a few months ago.
Yeah.
So what's the next steps? What's the vision for now that you're in the SCALE program and it's time? So what's happening?
Yeah. So, my husband loves to jump the gun a bit. I'll just say it. But in a really great way, because kind of giving us the opportunities to learn more and such. And so the idea with scaling now is that we really want to bring in a couple team members. We're going to call them generalists for now. They're really going to support us in, whether it's getting the three CMAs, whether it's getting contractors scheduled or inspection, all these little things that are going to alleviate. Literally, we're doing between 150 to 200 calls a day with things that we're dealing with. Oh, this guy, title, you got to chase people, you got to do the grind.
Right.
And my husband calls it that we're kind of like in a midlife crisis right now, not knowing where we want to be.
Yeah.
Because we do believe there's another move or two in our future. And so right now, using this for, I think that for me, one of the great things that I realized with the difference between the creator community and the scale community is that you really have also some great leaders like you guys that have done the work, paved the path. When you go into the investor creator program and you see that everybody's getting the deals, they're making things happen, they're changing their life, they're working. And then to grow the business, it's like understanding that somebody's paved the way to give you this information so like that you don't have to necessarily fall as hard as you might have fallen without it.
And that is definitely our hope. Our hope is that you guys will not make the same mistakes that we did, and we can share that knowledge and how we built a team and how we built this company so that you guys can, the learning curve is so much shorter, just like the learning curve for you guys buying houses has been so much shorter because we've been able to say, don't make these mistakes that we made.
Exactly.
But I'm so excited for you guys to build a company. That's just, it's been so fun. So speaking of fun, like you have worked with your spouse for a long time. Like you guys have built a business together. Yes. So this is something that you've done for a while. So you're pretty used to that. Yes. This is not new. So how's that? What's it like to work with your spouse?
Yeah. Like everything in life, there's some pros and cons, right?
Yes.
I think that one of the benefits is that we're both hard workers and we both have really clear visions, and we make sure that they're on the same path. And we're really lucky that we get to communicate pretty clearly and openly with each other. At any point, there's a frustration or something that doesn't, that kind of nags on you, we are not afraid of talking about facts and not letting it become a thing, snowball effect, just deal with it.
Yeah.
And we both are good in that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's something that has made us working together possible.
Yeah.
I think also the fact that we did to build a business together already makes it different now. And it feels just like it was before, where it's like the beginning of something. And I'm taking on a lot of the catching duties and administrative duties that might not be my niche. Mm-hmm. And that might not be what I'm good at. But we're doing it because we're building this from scratch.
Yeah.
So it's like where our business was when we sold it, we had 7 employees, we had a whole team, it was like a machine, and we only came in if we really needed to, somebody called in sick. Mm-hmm. And now it's like we're doing it all, mm-hmm. all over again, So yeah. We thought we were gonna get a break, but that was just wishful thinking.
Yeah, here we are. I love that you just said, just deal with it. You know,
yeah, just take it.
That needs to be one of our scale mastermind themes. We had an apprenticeship mastermind that was just paper it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, just deal with it. You know, like we just deal with it as it comes. And that's huge, is just making sure that you're talking and communicating.
Yeah.
That's been huge for us, is just talking about it, dealing with it, right?
So dealing with things and very hard things, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. There be hard things, but yeah, just getting through it and remembering that your partners.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, Iran has a very special quality that even though he's really carried the majority of everywhere we've gotten to until now, it's always been we.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yes.
Even on the calls at the beginning, I didn't even listen to the course yet. I was like, it was always we, you know? And so for me, that always gave me like, okay, there's a space for me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something important for couples to remember, that each brings something to the table and to create that space for each other. Even if we're not 100% ready to take on that role,
mm-hmm.
there is a space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Brad and I have done a podcast together before, and he said it well. He's like, your spouse is your partner, whether you realize it or not, whether they're in the business or not, they're still your partner. So regardless of if you're taking care of the babies and they're running the business, it's still a weave. It's definitely.
It wouldn't work without you.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely.
We have to recognize each other's strengths mm-hmm. and each other's weaknesses and be willing to have compassion around them and gentleness and support. And we each have our moods and our,
oh yeah,
our curves, and we're there, like whenever somebody, one of us is not strong, the other one is there to build each other and remind, hey, you got this. I know it's crazy right now, but we're going to get through this. We're going to come to the other side of it.
Yes.
You know, and then there's days that I wake up and I'm just like, can't anymore, it's too much. No, and he's like, we're gonna get through this, we're gonna do it, you know.
Yes, yes. Those are the days that Brad told the kids, mommy's going to bed early tonight. Yeah. Daddy's putting mommy to bed. Yeah, it's nice to be able, and then there's some nights like Daddy needs some time to, you know, so
yeah, exactly.
It's nice to be able to just like have that partnership.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure. And then, you know, going even further with the we concept, now that we have a team, and I'm sure you've experienced this with your last business, becomes even more of a we. Like, yes, we've got this whole team now. And so it is, we are working on this together and making this happen. And it just becomes really cool.
Yeah, because you're supporting others. You're mm-hmm. giving others opportunity to also like expand their systems and their ways of thinking and their abilities and their financial struggles and whatnot. So you get to see that you're creating an impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's something that is special about you guys too, is that you're really clear about what you want to bring to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's something that really creates value and gives others a feeling of, you know what, we're not just doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. We're not just doing it for the, oh, hey, look at me, I'm great and I can talk and I can, you know, make some great deals. You know,
yeah.
It's not just about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, it's like we love people and we love helping people on this journey, and we can do another real estate deal. And sometimes financially, it's like we could just do more real estate deals.
Right.
But this is that positive impact that is so important to us. And it's, you know, part of our core values in our company. It's also obviously what we want to do in this apprenticeship is positively impact others. So, yeah, so we're really excited about just the scale team growing and having more impact there, because it just goes so far beyond what any of us can do as individuals. So
yeah, and I think also like having people at the table that have been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some of the scale guys here that have been doing it for what, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comparisons that somebody made this week was that it's kind of like a hockey stick. It starts off like this, and then there's a curve, and then, you know, it's and you get to see that those people have succeeded, and they're doing it, and they've got their, you know, their war wounds to prove it,
yeah.
And they're willing to teach you, hey, you know,
right, right.
And it's really nice, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad that you are, and I've loved talking to you today. Anything else you want to share?
No, you know, I think that being a woman in business is something that is relatively niche in certain ways. You know, a lot of women say, oh, hey, you know, I'm creative and so I can make t-shirts, or I can create this beautiful piece of jewelry, or I can, you know, be part of an MLM group that is selling makeup and bring something home to the family. And, you know, we've come to a place where society kind of expects us to be the homemakers, to be the income bringers, to be in so many roles. And unfortunately, it's not easy. You know, it's a burden on a lot of us. And so when we get to a place where we find something that can really make an impact, mm-hmm. and it sounds scary, mm-hmm. and it sounds like it's a lot,
right?
Really, it works. Mm-hmm. You know, that like, man, you can buy a freaking house.
Yeah, I don't want to. I never see it.
Fix it
with little ones
around, and yeah, making lunches, and
yeah, all the things.
Yeah. And so, you know, I would just, you know, just kind of leave this, that if you have any ability, if you have any space, any time, and you want to do something that's really in the box.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys chose to come alongside us in this journey. It's been so fun getting to know y'all, and I really appreciate you and our audience.
Yeah, looking forward to the years to come.
Yes,
super excited.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you.